What about social occasions?
What
the Shivery was one.
They used to have square dances, is what they called them. A hoedown would, I think, would be referred to as a square dance.
I see.
And they usually had one or two violins, and they played. Yeah, that's where the hoedown comes, is from the type of music they played.
Mm-hmm.
Would be called a hoedown. It's that kind of jiggy stuff, you know. Of course, you've seen square dances.
Yes.
You know how they jump around. But then they used to have taffy pulls, too, used to be another social function.
Uh-huh.
Somebody'd invite someone in, and they'd make taffy, and everybody'd get a gob of taffy to pull. They took it home with them then, but just a more of a social gathering, a get-together that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then another social affair they used to do, or used to have, would be especially around the time of maple syrup. They would have a popcorn party.
Uh-huh.
And pop corn and take the fresh maple syrup and pour it over the corn and then let it harden and make popcorn ball top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I never did that, but I've heard my father talk about it. I made popcorn balls, but we usually just made them out of commercial syrup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd hate to make popcorn balls with the price of maple syrup now, around $18 a gallon.
That'd be mighty expensive stuff.
You bet it would.
It really would.
I'm glad I don't care very much for it.
Uh-huh.
I don't enjoy maple syrup at all.
I see. Well, now, we've talked about school a little bit. Now, someone who seems very well informed, you might say of him, well, I guess he received good
grades.
Mm-hmm. If you're characterizing a little more broadly, well, I guess he received a good
education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, as a kind of other way of saying that, schooling? I guess he received good schooling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could use that. I probably would never think of that. I'd probably say he received a very good education.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if a person didn't come to class regularly, say, well,
he was truant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, I guess you could say he's lazy. He didn't want to go to school.
If he missed class a lot, you say, well, when he was in school, he
was absent a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any other characteristic ways of saying that, Kurtui? Excuse me.
Well, you could use the expression, he was truant a lot.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did play hooky?
Yeah, playing hooky, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to just say that when Johnny played hooky.
Uh-huh.
So.
Skip class?
Skip class would be another.
Have you ever heard pop class?
No, I can't say that I did, but it probably was used at some time.
Uh-huh. Now that's the current Terre Haute youngster's way of saying it.
Now?
Pop class.
At this present
yes.
time, I had pop class.
Well, maybe I should say 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
Play hooky, but they said hop class.
Hop class.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
When a child first enters school, what do you say he's going into?
Usually say going into the primary grades. Or maybe his first grade of school or something like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's said rather than first class, isn't it?
Which primary?
There's a grade rather than class.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's see, you refer to them as the first grade or